Beginne grand dab mesech des chagige daf chav kimo beginne am beis gimme teis masse da beginne wa zigmar yotz zeh she'an meloi amoy b'nas machtena. That is good in such a situation. We tell them, hello, get up. We have to do our work. That's obviously not going to be considered as a mishkav like the case of a karda. Which Tosfos brings a perker b'kiva and Shabbos of Pidal and Veis, obi kavochem. The gemara makes a kavochemer to prove that a mappet, which is like a bed of reeds, that it's not a kli. There's no toich. Should the kli eat? It's not a kavotuma. That it has tumas mess, even though it's not mentioned, the pasuk becomes tummy. Because mappach gitan if the small flash of tohid mezav which does not become tummy from mezav, and the reason is because she in them toich. They don't have an inside. Haro'u lamaga bosa bezav. That's fit for the touching of the flesh of a zav. Because it's a very narrow opening. So even if you can put it in the here, it's not enough. It has to be bebosa zav, like the pasuk says. And it's not even have tumas hesed, because it's from the terminology of hanegeh. It has to be able to touch the airspace. And so therefore, it's not going to have tumas medrus, because it's not fit for a sitting. And even so, the halacha is that tmeim b'meis, these small flasks are tummy from a mess, because there it doesn't say lashon hanegeah. It's just, has to be b'chol kli pesuach, which it is. So, mapet should tell me b'medr. So, regarding those mat of reeds, which has tumas medrash, because it's fit to lay down. So, in it in, she tell me b'mes. Isn't it a kabbalah that's going to have tumas mes? That's what the Gemara says. Now, b'hikshu Rebbe Rebbe me as, wait a second. Why if you make a kabbalah specifically from the pachah gitanim that's tar b'zav and still has tumas mes? What do you mean? But mikala came love a kabbalah from old vessels, that even those that you could touch them with the flesh of a zav, you can still make a kavachema. That even though they have tumah from ma'aseh ma'aseh zav, but still there's no tumas medrus, and that is shame. But they medrus can mean hacha. Gemara tells us that these are not things of medrus because we tell them amid b'nasa machtenu, get up and let us do our work. So it's main b'mes and still have tumas mes. So mappets b'chulu. So why can't you make the kavachema as mappets? Additionally, it's difficult to read that if you're going to say that the reason why they make the kavachem specifically from Pachin Tan is because the Gemara was trying to find a vessel that doesn't have tama abizav at all, even by Hester and Maga. But why? Lava kavachem mekliches gedolim. Make a kavachem from large earthenware vessels. Shetahidim afele psuchim that the Torah, even though if they're open and from the Medrash Hazav, Kedisa Peker Bekiva, like the Gemara brings up the idea of Metzibulun, from the Pasim Mid Bachukli Psuach, Hashem, some impossible love, any open vessel that does not have a tightly fastened seal, that we learn out that Betumas Mes Mishtoi Kra. Pasik Toma from a dead person. It's coming to say that Tar, even if it was designated for his wife that's Anida, Tar is telling you that it's going to be Tar. Because you can't touch the inside because it has a tightly fastened seal, so I'm not going to have Toma of Hesed. Like the small flask. And even so, as Thomas Mess, which does not have a tightly fastened seal. So, Mapet of Hulu, which has Thomas Medrus, is not a Kabbalah of Thomas Mess. Why does he have to go specifically after Pachim Itanim to make a Kabbalah? No, you can't compare. Why? Because the Chalakalim, regarding old vessels, you could say, Hadle Metam Medrus, this that does not have Thomas Medrus, it Lap Meshum, the Klihain, or related to Kli, or because Lav Klihain, because not a vessel. It's because they're just not things of putting body weight on. It's not for sitting, laying. It's not applicable over there. We tell them, get up and let's do our work. But other Tumas, yeah, most definitely it's going to have. And Mechain Kli Chas Kedailim. So two larger earthenware vessels that the Tahim B'Medris, that are only B'Medris, but the Tameim B'Shar Tumas, or because it takes the word Hazav, because this time we say that Tar from Old Tumas, it's only according to Rashi and Shabbos over there, but Tais holds that they are Tumah by Maga and Hesed. So if that's the case, so then you cannot make a Kavachama just from Medrash itself. Why? Because Hasim over there from all those vessels that, yeah, you have a difference of Zav from Mes, Mishum Tumas Mes, the Sheretz, because by those cases, B'Toich Rachman Natalia, it's dependent on Toich, because the Iskish Lasak Kokli Eitz, because we compare to a sackcloth of all the wooden vessels, and they have to have a teich. Then they have tumas mes. Of tumas medris, lametam teicha, but it's not because of having a receptacle. And tam yochle yeshiva has to be designated for sitting. So, therefore, that's why you can't make a kavachema. Because mapits that shemetami medris, v'hudinai, in other words, yeah, because it's meant for laying down, layitma b'mes, it's not going to tumma b'mes, kimidolas lay teich, because it doesn't have a receptacle. So you cannot learn from those vessels where we see the opposite, the Metam and Mes are not Medrus, because they're also it's gonna have too much mess because as a teich, men just not gritam because not meant for laying down. Al hashta, but now from the small flask, oh, they're abdin kabacha mikke kabachaimer. Why? Because mipach gritanim, we find that shatar behem maga behasit, and even so, sheeshnon bechlal, even though it's included in gedolim, in large vessels, and b'shayach by it's applicable maga and hesed mitam taich because it has a receptacle, and even so, v'achatar we find it's going to be tar mitam gzeis akasiv that the kibbutz leishayach be maga basazav is not applicable the touching of the flesh of the zav gam maga saara is so too also the touching of its hair mayon and the springs leishayach be it's not applicable shavu and different the same even though they could go inside the kliyim so it's going to be tar. Felahachi, even so, hein, these small flasks, letumas mess, oh, so that's, it's kigedalim, which do have tumas mess, because they're not excluded from that meat. Oh, so koshkins, all the more so, the mappets, shiesh, sham gam tumad zav, kagoin, for example, medris, oh, for sure, shitamad messers have tumas mess, because we see by the small flask, and they consider like they don't have a receptacle, even though they have tumas mess, even though it's not with tumas medris. So for sure, Mappets, which has to miss matches, for sure, to have to miss mess, even though it doesn't have a teich. And now, Basul, the Shaykh Lachal, now you cannot ask and differentiate, oh, what we find by a Mappets that Thomas Medris, Shekem Yuchli Yeshiva, because it's designated for sitting in contrast to Thomas Mess, where you need to have a teich. That's not difficult, because the Hoyle Mahani by Yichid Yeshiva, since by the mat, it helps of designating for sitting, even though, Dele Shaykh, Lepachim Gitanim, Mitam, because at the end of the day, they have a teich. For the Tumas Mess, contrast to Mappets, it doesn't have a teich. Yeah, but Falach, even so, you, Tumei Medris Hazav, that the Mappets has the Tumah of Medris Hazav, in contrast to Pach Mekitanim, so therefore have a Kavachemer, it is a bona fide Kavachemer. Hail the less Lord Tumas Teich, since these small flasks don't have the Tumah of the receptacle by Hazav, even though the Shaykh Bahu, and even so, they have Tumas Mess, so for sure Mappets, even though they don't have a teich, for sure it's going to have Tumas Mess. Because the map is even though it's better than Pachim Tanim, they don't have Tumas Medrash, and they hear they do have Tumas Medrash, so therefore that was why the Kalachim is specifically from Pachim Tanim. That's from Hari. Next says, Matzah beginning with the Gemara Shem Nogah, Tfolyim and Mitzasayim. If Tfolyim touches part of it, the whole thing becomes Tumim. Tosfos comes to explain when do we say that by Tfolyim is given Mitzarv, and is it Dereis or the Rabbanan, and does it become sanctified through the vessel? Forget about the regarding being Mitamit. So this is Hikshad of Reb Nissen Goyen. Reb Nissen Goyen asked the following question. That all these things, the flour and the frankincense and the ketores, all those things, they're being sanctified in the vessel. And the fact is, we say that it's combining it, which is only obviously after it's sanctified because of Chibas HaKadosh that's mitzarfed. So obviously that it's sanctified. Now the problem is, but at the end of Perek Terev B'Kav and Yumav Mem Dalma Beis, the Gemara brings that Nispaz L'Kav Gachal. When the Kohen Gadol was pouring from one shovel to another shovel for the coals that he would take into the Kodesh Kodeshim, so there was a kav of gecholim that would scatter on the floor of the Hazara. And the Gemara tells him, Macham Lama, he would just sweep it into the canal. Now the problem is, how could he sweep into the canal? He's causing a loss of Kodesh because it's sanctified already in the shovel. The Tirits and Rebbein Nissim Goyen answered, he said, Yerushalmi in the Mechid Mukmilah, Yerushalmi in the Sugi explains that B'shal Yom Kippurim, that there by Yom Kippurim, it's not a problem that it's not going to combine it in that first vessel, because Zelushan Yerushalmi, the wording of Yerushalmi is like this: the Abisi Bechanin B'shem Biyechnum. Neima, I mean, why do we say that in our Mishnah Shira Menachah is Mechab Nisatzman, that the left of the Menachah they combine themselves? Nation is kekula kalyum because they need their vessel, and they need to be sanctified in the vessel. Racham Shem Rishlokar says Yoid Mahayu Shekliyshar is mechabim. They knew Chazal that the Kliyshar combines them even mederaisa, and so Mabal Hayt. So what were they coming to testify regarding? What do you need the edus? If you have it from a pasuk, Alsalasis, Alavina, Malakatayz, Alkachom, the flour, the frankincense, the incense, and the coals, because. Nicha, so we understand the flour and the incense and the frankincense. We're saying that they combined, even though it's a vessel that does not have a receptacle, as the Gemara says later on. But kecholmai, we're going to say by coals, but they need a vessel that has a receptacle because many of them are scattered that cob that gets swept into the canal. And that Amrabain, he says, Tifter, you have to explain regarding the coals, is Toma Bekachom Shei Mikipur, Toma the coals in Mikipur. Shebemash, Oye Chayso Yemachnes, with the shovel that he would shovel is actually what he would bring in. So everything was needed for the Kli, and that's what we're talking about. Avashal Kol Yoyim, but regarding the coals of raising a day, then, lo, you're right, no. Because since it doesn't need the Kli, because it wasn't shoveled with them, so therefore, it wasn't sanctified in the first vessel because they didn't take it in the first vessel. He did not like learn the mission. Espaz menig of gachol machab d'lama, which was that we quoted before when it was scattered, which was actually every single day, not that of Yom Kippurim, that the kav gachol. So they would just sweep it into the canal. So that's how Reb Nissim Goin explains that. Yes, it usually sanctifies, but when we say it doesn't, so that's on a regular day because they didn't use that first vessel. Yom Kippurim, however, when they used that original one. So that's the one that's being sanctified. Now, me, however, heard he mefarsh Yerushalmi halachi. He actually explained Yerushalmi, not like we said it, rather differently. Kecholamai, regarding the coals, what? Claim, in other words, what was Yerushalmi asking? Lama paisles kulam. Why does it invalidate all of them? Kimishesh harushin and substance is so much of the coals that are not necessary that you're not going to bring inside because much of it gets scattered. So it shouldn't invalidate. Only for those that retroactively are revealed that they remain in the vessel. And the Gemara explains it. Oh, Tumat Yom Kippurim, meaning that all of it is necessary. In other words, that all the coals that are shoveled are brought in different and validates them all. And b'chad in the mutzal ha'okim and b'machzor shel kol yom. Truth is, we could have said it by the pan of every single day. And regarding those that remain in the vessel, and mishum tlay pasikle, but it's just not so definitive. If that silver shovel that they shoveled with has sanctity or not. And the klishos machabran, and the wording the klishos combines the mashma called klish machnisin dumin de levainu kateris. Sounds like that whatever is in the vessel is combined somewhat to levainu kateris, which they are all sanctified from whatever is in the vessel. So therefore, we spoke about the pan of Yom Kippurim, and whatever is inside is being burned inside, and therefore the whole thing is being combined. Now Taisa says, "V'chidim begin to say hamrina b'samach," but the Gemara tells us shortly, "Dimerabon miyo," but from rabbinic law, "Afilish ein sochel kli," even what does not need the vessel, "kli nam mitzav." The vessel also is going to combine. Now you're saying that when you don't need the vessel is not going to combine it. So maybe you could say that Hainu Laman Dama Tziv Deraisa. That's according to the one that holds Tziv in the vessel is biblical. That's how Rebbe Kiva is coming to testify that the Kli is going to tzarf even when you don't need it, but only from rabbinic law. Laman Dama Tziv Deraban. According to the one that holds it, the whole Tziv is rabbinic. So then Lo Yel Klum. So then you're right. When you don't need the vessel, it doesn't do anything at all. So based on this, what Yerushalmi says that. They knew that the Kli Shavus Mechabrin, it's not a question that they knew that it's biblical, rather it's actually saying that since they knew that it's Midaraisa, so therefore the Tumat they calls the Yom Kippurim, because even according to the one who holds Rabbanan, the Tzir would not do anything. Now Tzir concludes, now, how do you resolve, according to the Ri, Rabbein Nissim's question? So the Hashtadah Sin Lach, another we came to this, Sagama Sheikh Shalabim Nissim. He asked that, why are we invalidating the whole thing? But it gets swept into the canal. So it's not difficult. So you're talking, it's possible, the Kli Einim Mitzarev, Rakaroli, that the vessel only combines what's fit for it, which are the three kav, not the fourth kav. And Mashayim Tzarech, what's not necessary that day, is Mekach Klumam Siddha, that doesn't make a difference if every cause are lost. And that's what the Gemara Yom is talking about. And both of them are actually talking about the cause of every single day. Additionally, Rabbeinu Tamar Taretz, he says, in the same approach of the Ri, that it's talking about, every single day, you don't have to differentiate between Yom Kippurim like Rabbi Nissim Goin every single day. And so why didn't the Kli Mekadosh, the coals that got scattered? That's because the Kli Shor is a Mekadosh, a little dust. Because it only sanctifies what you have intent. And here, obviously, intent is not for those that are going to get scattered around. Now, Ach Kosh L'Rabbi Chon, it's difficult to Rabbi Chon. Because the Plukti is Shili Lulav HaRav, because actually, this is the Machlek, is this idea. At the end of Perek Lulav HaRav and Tzukat Mem Tes, and Yeshem Mekashim, some say it actually does sanctify even without das. Umi, however, Pekam de Menachas, in the first Pekam de Menachas, the Bezayin Menachas, about Toida, there on the Vein, Chesma Beis, and Ikeman de Mucha, there is one who it's obvious, Mevelachas Kli HaShadis, and Apostle Mamid, but the Imekash on das, that no, it's only the das. Upluk de Meroi Hu Dahab, and it's Machalik Zemarom, the Lashkam Pluk de Nur, and Umfan Machalik Zemarom, and therefore you could say that he's going to lay that man the Amar. So it wouldn't be difficult. Now, the Yeshem Mefarshim, there are those who explain, that machta the kesef in kedusha, The silver pan is not sanctified. Only the one that you pour it in. And v'nispazru lekav gachom nemcham la'ama ayb machzor kesef. That's from the silver one, and therefore that's why it wasn't sanctified. Now, because Rabbi Chanan, this is the because Rabbi Chanan, because the mizbeach itself is mekadosh davar olai, and that's where the coals are from. So how can you say that the silver shovel didn't sanctify, but it was already sanctified from the mizbeach? But so specifically done my tifta, I don't know what's bothering him, because the mizbeach gachom nemzbeach la'or. Don't we take the coals down from the mizbeach to the earth? Pligi bar rabbi chmer b'shlokish, mashma lebekachom rol mizbeach. That you can't say by the kachom that it's quote unquote royal mizbeach, and therefore, not necessarily would it be automatically, and if you could say that the kachom that the machzor kesef did not sanctify, and if it's not sanctified, and some of the gisim I know in Tosfos Yom Mevam Bezim Maschol keep pligi. Next Tosfos not the Gemara, the Gemara Bhadr Abano, and it's rabbinic, which Tosfos comes to explain. Is that going on the din of tziruf? But the tum is their iso, or even the tum is drabon. Says Tosfos Mashmit sounds like halav achi. Enough of this. In other words, without the dig from the ratio that says if a paro, which if that's inferring to us, they're telling us this whole halach is rabbinic. Have a shayach shabbat tziruf derais. It sounds like that we would say that it is combined from biblical law. The whole dig is only from this fact that he's adding on to the ration of Rishabas Yudabanan. But it's something not for that. We would say that it would combine the midiraita. But moreover, we see midikama from that fact that the Gemara said might hide Tzivim Midiraban. But who said that the Tzivim Midirabanan, because there's narration, etc. Amma, obviously we see this like deraisa, that the actual Tuma, however, we would agree that would be deraisa. And because if even the Tuma is Drabanan, so obviously that. What do we have to say for sure for the tziruf? So obviously, it's obviously the Gemara that the tumah of these things Rebbe Kiva counted were midereis. Pchem perk based the psachim so too in the sarek perk and psachim daf lamahim and aleph. It says in the pasuk v'habaster kol tar yechol baster. The extra vav tells you that not only meat, but l'rabbis is lamayin to tell you that even the wood and the frankincense they also become biblically tamim. Pchem perk based the chulin so too sarek perk and chulin daf lamavav and base. El chibas hakodesh machsheres the reis menol mechulu. How do you know that the endearment of a kodesh prepares something biblically, etc.? Ella Mesefa, we know it from the end where it says Kol Tar Yerachel Baser. What does that mean? Well, it says Lavayin to include it's Lavayin. So again, you see from the pasuk that there's Tumah Deraisa. Uperkal Absulim the Gemara Zabachim Dav Lamedalam Amen Alf. Tamar Shalchol Kodesh Chnei Zrika. But Tamar person eats a kashim before the blood was sprayed. So we have a machlokes in that case. Chadam Aloike, Chadam Ein Aloike. One says that he gets lashes, and one says that he doesn't get lashes. Abaye says machlokes is only when the person himself has the tumah. In other words, and he ate tars. Ah, but tumah is basa, but when the meat is tummy, the Rakol like everyone agrees that he's going to get lashes. Why? Because Amar the pasuk about basa v'chulu, etc. But Amar Man, the master of the Rabbis, the one that comes to call eitzim levayno, which are not edible things, and even so, the pasuk goes down for the lav, so you see, get lashes on the eating. Amar, so you see, says Tais, says that Ikka Kra, the primary pasuk, l'hachidos, is coming to tell us this idea that, yeah, it's levayno, Amar Kabo tumah. And Perikol Shadik Gemara Pesachim Nevchav Daman Beis says Vabaser when it says Vabaser Lamali. In other words, the Vav come to tell me, L'Rabbi says Lavaina. So and Baser Lamali, the actual word of Baser, that's L'Rabbi says more Mechul to come to include the second fresh Vav, etc. Now the other comes Zvachim, but then this it says Zvachim Shel Beis Shami the end of Perik Beis Shami of Men Vav and Beis. We have Vav and our Master says Vabaser L'Rabbi says Lavaina, and the Shadik Gemara says Lipsul Baalma. Oh, that's just for Absul, which sounds like that's not the Reis. It's just like a Nesmacht Baalma. Says Taisa, Hasim and Deraisa may have a puzzle of Krabba. No, biblically, it is puzzle to sacrifice because it is Makabatam. But they come and have a puzzle and says only puzzle, that's Ella Fuke Ike de Ama Hasim Lege. It's only according to exclude from the one that says he's going to get lashes. It says, no, not going to get lashes, but everyone agrees that it's going to be Makabatam. Now, Bechayim, Psachim, this thing says in Psachim, Daf Lamed Hemed Alf, Eitzim Lavoino, Benikabos Tamaninu, is really so? I, Bechayim, you think they're food items? Ella Mala, it's only just a Mala. Sounds like it's not biblical. So they said, no, the Raisa may have it is biblical. Mala, when we're saying it's a Mila, is because lav oichel, because not really it's not a food item. So then we're calling it a Mila. And the Shabbat oichel, we could say like a food item. But it is Makalatam. Chemais also, the Gemara brings up the Herb Shemshai. When you have Sunday, Nechel Betruma Vachulu, you could eat Truma, etc. Hey, because Parasa, when you bring Yotoma Vachulu, etc., you could eat Kachim. Now, the Gemara asks over there, why can't he eat Kachim when he has Herb Shemesh? I bagab Bachazi, but the person is fit. Ella Mala is just a mile of a kachin. So it says, wasn't there? I saw there, it's a biblical law. In other words, you see the word mile coming in biblical law because of Adol, the Gemara, and Yavamas of Ayan Dalman, Bez Mapik, Lemakra, brings it from a pasuk, become a Gimel Kroik, so it's in the three psukim, and one of them is for kachin, then you have to wait for the kapar. So obviously, mile can still mean there, guys. Now, it says, the Mahash Mashman, that sounds like from all the things that we quoted. The Loyal Mavitzid of Derdaisa, that regarding the halacha of Tuma and Tzir, if it's biblical, gabi yitz mulbayin, even by the wood and the frankincense. So if so, okay, come on, Shas, when the Gemara says in Perek HaKamitz Rabbim, Nochzadav, Chavav Menalf, the Yotze yitz mulbayin, no shame, mekabot Tuma, that we're excluding yitz mulbayin, and not mekabot Tuma. So it's like, what you can say is, return lumber, it means to say is bali hechsher, without coming in contact with one of the seven liquids about being prepared. Because although biblical law, the fact that it's just kachim, that endearment of kachim, it automatically is hoksh lekabatumah. However, that's not so clear, because kimin da atzei chulin lemekabatumah derais avol lehechsher. Because since word of chulin is not mekabatumah, even if it came in contact with some liquids, ilavi tur the cross of not for the extra pasuk babasa, which we include the word of kachim. Imkain nekel nevi could say to lerabin la behechsher, but then we would only include it with if it was had hechsher beforehand, even though that's kibbutz hakodesh. And if he comes psachim, and therefore when the Gemara says in psachim, daf yotesim and aleph, that what you see from this halacha, this brayza al matziv de rabban, you see that the law of the tziv is rabbinic. Now, based on what I'm saying, the tum is deraisa. So how do you know that the tziv is not going to be deraisa? That's the edus of Rabbi Kiva de rabban. That's learning that's going on the edus of Rabbi Kiva, which is going on the reisha, which that halacha is de rabban. Avol etzim levoina, learn deraisa, but the tum of the etzim levoina, that is going to be biblical. Which says, this is all not like Rashi. Over here, Psachim, Nachas, Zvachim, the Kama, Rashi says, the Daik Hasim, the Gemara's Daik, Medaiko, but the Tziruv, the Gabi Milas, the Rabbanah. The Halacha of Tziruv is by the Rabbinic Milas. And Ulur Bekiva, the Eitim Levaina, that Labanais Kibbul Tumen, and Udurai said, they're not Biblical Makabal Tumma, because Labanachal, because it's not a food item. So it's Tzitzel Yitachin. It's not possible, because the British, like we explained, Chalani Shabesin, all those that I brought, which sounds like they're actually the Amakabatum Dereza. And the Gavash Moshe Shemaitle Mashmach, also the understanding of a sugya doesn't sound like that. Yeah, it's only Rabbana, like we said. Hello, rather, Dayik, what Rashi is Medayik from Sachem, the Tziv to Rabbana, that it's only Rabbinic. Mahabik Tani Reisha, that's from what we learned there in the Reisha, Hedrib Shimon Alevachatas Vahul. That if the tummy touches part of it, that's possible the whole thing. And the Efechatim Rabbanah, because that's rabbinic law. The inner Kodesh Elochel, because really it's not really Kodesh, it's really only something that's really mundane. And look about the Chizik, obviously, in the Gemara, Nachzab, Nun Beisam and Alam, Shein Mo'ilam Efechatim, because there's no real Me'ilam in the ashes of the Paraduma. Ketani has Rabbi Kiva, and that was saying, Rabbi Kiva is adding on. The Mashab, the Rabbanah, Kamei Deshik, that sounds like rabbinic, like the Reisha, like Agamor makes the same deal over here. That's what's going on. Now, Bahashta, based on all this, that we see that the Tumah, however, of coals and frankincense, Taisa saying is deraisa. So mituk madrasha, the ma'isa b'kula shas, you can explain the drasha that's brought throughout shas, or we brought a lot of them in the beginning of Taisa. That bossa says, that you could say, Kirabi Hudo, or the gears is actually Kirabi, the perikam anachas manasachim, if that's the gears, or hakan it's rabba, that he holds that eitzim, it doesn't have a redemption, and therefore it's sanctified. And you would have to say it's going like Rabbi. Why? Because Dilei Rabban, if it's going like Rabban, Hamashma, but sounds like in the Gemara Me'ila, if the Gemara takes out the words Avbasa, Basa Shchita, Yeshlapidin, also meat after Shchita has a pidyon, then another, according to their opinion, that the wood does not have any Kedusha. And obviously that if we're including it, obviously it's going like Rabbi. You could even say it's like the Rabbanan. Why? Because the Hukta should be clear. We're talking about we're sanctified in a vessel. It could mean law, b'psachim, or the Gersa is b'svachim. And that what Rava had previously said, that the machlekes is by Thomas in the person's body, if he gets lashes. But Thomas Basa, everyone agrees he's not going to get lashes. The Gemara says, but Basa, Rava says, oh, we're talking about Kish b'kli. And how you Mekadish eats in b'kli. So it's when you chop it into logs, as the Gemara says in Menachas. However, you could reject this raya and say that this limrav for habasa, lekoy rak alabayim laitzim, is only going in frankincense, not on wood. And mechem b'reish hamenachas manasachem, what the gear says, hakon it's rabba, perish b'shem hari, they could kraw lekoy rak alabayim. Actually, the private puzzle is only going in frankincense. But laitzim loy haber rakas machlama, actually, regarding the word, it's only a according to abundance, it's only a smachta. And v'hosim over there, taitzis harafti, it was marech, but leishai chachem, it's not really applicable over here. This is mainly have a right. Don't bring a proof that by word there's no tamed deraisa mahad lechashav eitzim perikshin mila where it's not counted in the second perikshin mila davi adam alaf ki chashav inachon mentioned all the other things of kaimins lebayina that they're sanctified in the vessel of hokshli possible tefol yem mechusa kapara that they become susceptible to becoming drowned with tefol yem mechusa kapara. So he says no mishum delishach bepigol. That's because the other element of pigol is not applicable apaloch baktar, even by transporting and by sacrificing the late carbon gomor, it's not a bona fide carbon. And therefore, it wasn't mentioned within, but it wouldn't be a raya that it doesn't have the tumah. So it comes out that Taisa brought many proofs to prove that tziruv, yes, is a mal drabon, but the tumah would be the raya. So, and the machlekes Rashi holds that even the primary tumah is from rabbinic law.